rest of the story. Earl had owned airplanes before, a Johnson Rocket, he'd had a Piper Comanche and some others, but nothing like this one, nothing like the shiny new Cessna 310. To begin with, it was his first twin engine. That necessitated his first such rating as a pilot, a couple of big steps forward in one piece of sleek machinery. And what a day the day it was delivered, for you see, Earl was more than, well, his was more than a weekend love affair with the sky. It was a marriage, something around him all the time. His house in the country on 5 open acres outside Sacramento, California, was only a few feet from a dusty little airstrip. Although there was no garage for the family car, there was a hangar for Earl's airplane, which was actually attached to the house. There was even a taxi strip that led right up to the front door where friends pulled up and parked their planes, just as a visitor from your home might park his automobile in your driveway. The other passions in Earl's life were his profession. He was a medical doctor, and his family, wife Gladys and 2 young children, Jeffrey and Joan. Family vacations, even Sunday outings and trips to nearby towns for lunch or dinner were taken, how else? By airplane. So you can imagine the general excitement over Dad's newest and most sophisticated toy, that shiny twin-engine Cessna. But where would they all go on their first ride together? On a ski trip to Lake Tahoe, they finally agreed. But wait, Earl said, there was a medical convention in Los Angeles coming up right away. Maybe the whole family could go to L.A. and then on to their ski vacation from there. Well, that wouldn't work. It was January and the children were in school. So instead, Earl would fly to his convention. And Gladys and Jeffrey and Joan would meet him at Tahoe for the weekend and fly back. The plans were set. Nobody remembers why at the very last minute wife Gladys changed her mind. But she did change her mind. She hurried to retrieve the children from school. There was no time to spare. Earl would be leaving any moment now. Indeed, just as the family car reached the edge of the airstrip, the wheels of the brand new Cessna were almost off the ground. Everyone jumped out of the car and waved frantically for Earl to come back. He saw them. He thought they were waving goodbye. Little did Gladys and Jeffrey and Joan realize that's precisely what they were doing. Waving goodbye. Forever. Earl never made it to Lake Tahoe. He got caught in a violent thunderstorm and crashed into Malibu Canyon. Maybe electrical problems, we don't know. Maybe a heart attack, nobody will ever know. Yet Earl's wife and children would ponder ever after how different their lives might have been had Dad stayed home and lived. On the other hand, they might have gone with him and died. And in the latter case, Earl's daughter Joan would have remained forever 13. Instead, she grew up to become television's premier anchor woman, Joan London. And now you know the rest of the story.